This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
The Blind Boys of Alabama are known around the world as living legends of gospel music.
Take the high road through the valley. Take the high road through the valley. Take the high road through the valley. If you want to reach the promised land.
The original group formed back in 1939 at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind. Over the decades, the Blind Boys have traveled the world to perform.
Remember that we never walk alone.
They've sung for presidents, recorded with the likes of Bonnie Raitt, Randy Travis, Peter Gabriel, Prince, and Solomon Burke. And they've been inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame.
Tonight, they'll be performing at the Berklee Performance Center in Boston. And this is the title track of their latest CD, Take the High Road.
Well, when the way gets steep and deep with sorrow, another step is more than you can bear. And just remember, there's hope for tomorrow. And through the darkness, God will hear your prayer.
And three members of the Blind Boys of Alabama are with us right now in our studios. Founding member Jimmy Lee Carter goes back to the group's earliest day. He was born blind, attended the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind, where he joined the group in 1944. He's now the leader. And welcome to Radio Boston, Jimmy Lee Carter. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Also with us is Ricky McKinney. He plays drums, percussion, and sings. He's been a part of the group for more than 20 years. Welcome to you, Ricky McKinney. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. It's just good to be here.
It's great to have you. And Joey Williams, he's the lead guitarist and backup singer with the Blind Boys. He's been with the group since 1992. He's one of the younger members of the group and one of the few members who is not blind. Joey Williams, great to have you.
Good to be here.
So you're sort of the youth movement in this group, I think.
The baby of the bunch.
The baby of the bunch. Yes. Well, let me start. Let me ask you, Jimmy Lee Carter. The Blind Boys' most recent CD, Take the High Road, came out last year, inspired by country music. After dozens of records, this is the first time you've done this. Tell us about country music and what you love about it.
Well, you know, I am a country music fan. I grew up on country music, and, you know, country music has a story. And I have been lobbying to do a country record with the Blind Boys for a long time. So I finally got the chance, and we're going to see how it's going to do.
Well, you've got some great music on it. We're going to play it in just a bit. Ricky, let me ask you. Jimmy said he had to lobby for a long time to do it. Was there resistance? What was your feeling about country music?
Well, you know, we always like music, all different kinds of music, but we had never thought of doing a country record before. So when the time came and it was the time, Jimmy's dream came true. So he's been saying country, country for a long time, so I'm glad it finally came to pass.
And you, Joey, happy that the country dream came to pass?
Yeah, I was one of those secret country fans as well. So I was kind of happy.
You
I was
you guys
excited.
Had to keep this dream in the closet for a while, it sounded
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some more music. This is the Blind Boys of Alabama singing Can You Give Me a Drink off their latest CD, Take the High Road.
Oh, Jesus said the hurricane.
That's the Blind Boys of Alabama singing Can You Give Me a Drink off their latest CD, Take the High Road. I gotta say, Jimmy Lee Carter, your music is infectious. I just find it so exciting. And I gotta tell you, I listen to it, my favorite time to listen to it is Christmas. You guys put out a Christmas collection a few years back that just blows my mind in the Christmas season when I play.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad you enjoy it.
But really, the energy that you guys bring to these songs is just terrific. Joey, let me talk to you about that. I mean, what attracted you to this group, a young musician?
Well, my father was a quartet musician and singer, so we grew up on gospel music.
Yeah.
So it was just picking the right group because it was inevitable that I was going to do this. I just didn't know who. I started with his group, and I was playing guitar and singing. Then I went on to other quartet groups and found my way here.
Now, just to remind the listeners of what we're talking about here, you guys, this group originally formed in 1939, more than 70 years ago. FDR was president, just to sort of keep the history current here. What keeps you guys going in this enterprise? Ricky, let me ask you that.
Well, the thing that keeps us going is that this is what we love doing. We love seeing the people come out and have a good time, and we were brought up in the church, so what keeps us going is this thing that people enjoy what we do, and as long as people enjoy it, we're going to keep on doing it.
Mm. Jimmy Carter, I've read that you've referred to your voice, to your singing being an instrument of God. That keeps you going too, I guess.
It does. I think this is my calling. You know, I was born without sight. My parents had six boys, and all of the boys could see except me. Mm. So I wondered why. I questioned God about that. But I realize now why I am like I am. If I had, I believe if I had been able to see, I wouldn't be doing this. So this is what he wanted me to do, and this is what I'm going to do until he says that's enough.
And before we hear a little more music, can you tell us very quickly how this group came to be? Because my understanding is the School for the Blind, where you were as a very young man, at first didn't welcome the idea of the singing group. Do I have that right?
They didn't welcome it. They wanted us to get an education. We had to sneak off the campus, and when we had a soldier camp there in Talladega at that time, and every Sunday afternoon we would sneak off and sing to the soldiers. They would, you know, they would give us money. But you know, we were born to sing. This was a gift that that God gave us, and this is something that we just had to do. Mm. You know, we're no way around it.
You were just moved to do it. You knew there was nothing else to
nothing
do.
Nothing else for me but this.
That's great. Well, your focus, of course, has been gospel music. Over the years, you've done some interesting sort of experiments, I guess.
Well, we've collaborated with different artists.
Yeah.
And you know, but what I want everybody to understand is, you know, even though we have collaborated with secular people, We have not deviated from gospel, because that's our focus, that's our aim, that's our message. And when they bring material to us that we can't do what we want to do with it, we don't use it.
Well, let me ask you about one piece of material, and that's you did, and we're going to play it. You can start it right now. Amazing Grace, set to the tune of House of the Rising Sun. Not exactly a holy track, original track, but let's just listen, then we'll talk about it for a minute, okay?
But now I see what grace that taught, oh, my heart to feel and raise my fear, really.
So that's Amazing Grace being sung by the Blind Boys of Alabama to the tune of House of the Rising Sun. Jimmy, let me come back to you. Was there a debate about whether it was okay to do that? What did you have to go through?
We rejected it.
Oh, yeah?
When the producer brought it to us, we rejected it because, you know, that was, we thought that we were stepping out of bounds a little bit.
But
we had a discussion, and he said, well, let's do it, and if you don't like it, we don't have to put it out. But it brought us our first Grammy, so.
Yeah, and we should mention your first of five Grammys. I got to say, it's an amazing. Can we just bring that up a little more, Tim? Because it's.
But now I see.
It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I got to ask you, Joey, as one of the younger members, you know, when they have these debates, is it your voice that comes out and says, "Come on, let's move forward a little bit and do some of the secular stuff," or? Am I simplifying things?
Not even. Voice means nothing. I'm just back there with my fingers crossed, hoping to make the right decision. But the message is still there. So
It is there, and it's beautiful stuff. I want to ask you about this. You've had enormous crossover appeal, and by that I mean in the early days you performed mainly for black audiences, but now you're performing for everyone, for audiences around the world. But that kind of success, it didn't come right away. Over the years, the Blind Boys had some ups and downs. Joey, are you in any way surprised? Now, let me ask you, Ricky. I haven't gotten you in the conversation in a while. Are you surprised by the success and the broad appeal of this music?
Well, you know, I'm really not surprised. First of all, we realize that what's from the heart reaches the heart, and the Blind Boys sing straight from the soul. But being a gospel group and being brought up in the church, we realize that the Bible said that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. So it's just that's what's happening. We have been able to, through our music, to draw people from everywhere, and it just lets us know that we're on the right road.
Well, you are indeed in terms of the music as far as I'm concerned. So I want to thank you all for coming in. Maybe we can go out on something. We were going to go out on this is Jesus Built a Bridge to Heaven on your latest CD, Take the High Road. Jimmy Lee Carter, founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. We also heard from Ricky McKinney, who plays drums, percussion, and sings, and lead guitarist Joey Williams. Thank you all for coming in. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. We're just glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. And the Blind Boys of Alabama will perform tonight at the Berkeley Performance Center in Boston, tomorrow at the Provincetown Town Hall, and Sunday in Great Barrington, Western Massachusetts. There's more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Albert, Dan Mossy. We received extra help this week from producers Karen Miller-Medson, Amanda Art, and Amory Sievertson. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston. Yeah.